First public hearing is for case number 11505, the application of June C. Aiello. If I said that wrong, I apologize. Site is northwest of Road 283 Postal Lane, approximately 1,650 feet northeast of Route 275 Plantation Road, with a 911 address of 34391 Postal Lane, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 6, Parcel 462, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 6.5-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Mike.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Ritter, 34338 Postal Lane, Lewes, Delaware. 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Swear to God.
Good evening,
good
sir.
Evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti, and standing to the right of me is Mr. Ritter. Mr. Ritter was a previous owner from 2005 through 2014, and he's here because he has present knowledge about the property and is familiar with it. What you have in the application we submitted to you is two surveys. One, a survey done by Simpler Surveying back when Mr. Ritter bought the property in 2005, and it shows, ironically, no stoop in the front of the house. And in the multi-listing picture that I've sent around, it shows the, for better term, the stoop or the front porch coming off the house, which is a concrete stoop. It's in the upper corner of the listing. And when Mr. Ritter was purchasing the property, there's probably a better picture than I have there, and I could submit that because I think it shows it better. When he was purchasing the property, I think it shows it better. My copy, I can pass it around. The copy I submitted,
So did you say you had two surveys?
There's another survey as well done by Wingate. It was done by Wingate and Eisenbach. There should be attached to it as well.
We only have one. We have the one Wingate and Eisenbauer dated July 31st of 2014.
Sure,
Wingate and Eisenbach. The simpler survey was done in, looks like 08.
Should be 2005 when Mr. Ritter bought the property. And the, what the survey shows, the 2005 survey did not show the stoop or the porch when Mr. Ritter bought the property. It was in existence, and that's what was shown by the multi-listing. It's been in existence prior to 2005. And then when the Wingate survey was done, it showed the stoop. And the significance of the Wingate survey, it shows that the concrete stoop is off the ground at one section by about 17 inches high off the ground. And the reason I think the picture submitted by Mr. Ritter in the multi-listing is it shows the topography of the property, how it's going forward, and the house, how it sits, so the need for the stoop. The variance that we're seeking tonight is, we're going to say uniqueness, it's really given the uniqueness of the topography of the property. The property itself is a property 99 feet along the front by 165 foot depth. The remaining, having the stoop in its present position will not be detrimental to the public. It's been there for, as when the home was built, and it's obviously been there since Mr. Ritter, when he owned it from 2005 through 2014 before he sold it to Mrs. Aiello. The variance we're seeking is the least amount pertaining to the property. It's under the current regulation. It does violate the setbacks, and we believe that it's going to be in conformance with other homes in that neighborhood who have a stoop or, for a better term, a porch coming off. It's an uncovered porch, as you can see from the picture. Are there any questions you might have with Mr. Ritter?
Are there any questions from members of the board? yes, not at this time, sir.
And that's the way you bought the home?
Absolutely.
In 2005? So you weren't the person that created the...
No, it was built with the original construction approximately 30 years ago.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have a permit with your papers when you moved for this landing? Was it a permit there that you got for this landing?
Well,
he didn't put it in.
There wouldn't be a, it was an existing, it was a 30-year-old home, so he wouldn't have gotten a permit. It would have been existing.
Okay.
Been existing.
The porch was built with the original construction over 30 years ago.
Okay, so this is not current construction?
No, not current.
Oh, no.
Okay. No. When he purchased in 2005, it was existing.
It was
existing.
So you inherited the encroachment. That's
correct.
What you're saying.
And he was unaware that it violated based on the survey that was obtained at that time.
Okay, I got you. Thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hutchins?
No questions.
Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions?
I've got one.
Mr. Shaw?
I guess for Mr. Ritter, you hear the statements made by Mr. Tomasetti.
Do you concur with the statements
yes.
I've made and
okay.
that I've correctly stated the facts?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I need. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,505. I believe the applicant has answered my questions and answered the board's questions and has gone through the standards for granting a variance. So I believe there is uniqueness to the property, and it's so stated by the applicant of the depth of 165 feet. And, of course, it's something that the applicant has inherited and upon purchasing this property. So that is unique to the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And of course, as is so stated, the hardship has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wortman that we approve case number 11,505. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,505 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.